I was just out and about. Thought I'd see if anybody wanted to play some round ball.
You're listening to the Bet Slippin' Podcast's daily NBA show, featuring Jeff Clark from USA Today Sportsbook Wire.
What up, fools? Welcome back to the Bet Slippin' Podcast daily NBA show. It's the final NBA show of the month of February. I actually got kind of lost in the sauce and tracking my February record. My record as of 2022, when I started this Bet Slippin' Podcast, is 62-48. I got a slight profit, even though it's not as high as the win-loss record would suggest because of the juice. I have given out some underdogs and have said sprinkle on the underdog money line, but I am only tracking the games that I've picked here against the spread with the lines that I've chosen at the time of publishing this podcast. So 62-48 through 2022 was a lot hotter in January, cooled off a little bit February, wrapped up last week, the first week back from the All-Star break. I was 3-4 in the seven picks that I made. I went 2-1 Friday, though, bounced back after a 1-3 Thursday. Real quick, I hit with the New Orleans Pelicans +6.5 as they visited the Phoenix Suns, beat them 117-102 outright. I hit with the Clippers money line against the Los Angeles Lakers in their shared complex of the Crip. The Clippers beat the Lakers 105-102. But I did whiff epically, actually, with the Minnesota Timberwolves getting 2.5, visiting, I believe, the Philadelphia 76ers, and the 76ers just trampled them 133-102. So 3-4 in the two games, or the 2 days last week. Again, I don't know what my February record is, but in 2022, 62-48. So hopefully I can finish February on a strong note. March is the craziest month of the NBA season, so I'm gearing up for a fantastic finish where I hope I can just stack some more profit for you and for me and finish this regular season strong. But I have three best bets. I'm really not in love with the Monday slate. There are, let me get over there. There are seven games in the Monday slate. I do have three plays. I have a couple leans. This is a tough card, though. I'm not going to lie. I'm not totally excited about my picks, but I have money on them, and I put these bets in my account. So hopefully we can cash these, obviously, right? I want to make everyone money here involved. But my three best bets are the first one. I'm going with the Indiana Pacers money line visiting the Orlando Magic. Then I'm going to take the over 221.5 in the Chicago Bulls Miami Heat game, and then I'm going under 237.5 in the San Antonio Spurs Memphis Grizzlies game. And those odds are provided by our sponsor, Tipico Sportsbook, and they're a global sports betting leader that's now live in New Jersey and Colorado. You can make your favorite sports more interesting with Tipico's fast and easy mobile sportsbook app. Get your bonus today by listening to this podcast and then following the link usatodaybet.com/podcast. That's usatodaybet.com/podcast. Terms and conditions do apply. You must be 21 or older, so please see Tipico's website for details. And if you have a gambling problem, please call 1-800-GAMBLER for New Jersey, 1-800-522-4700 for Colorado. Okay, so let's start handicapping these games. Again, the first one is a stinky pick. I'm taking the Indiana Pacers money line, which is even money, +100, as they visit the Orlando Magic. Indiana is 21-41. Magic are 14-47. Both are really not in contention for the playoffs. Obviously, the Magic are in contention for tank mode and a possible number one pick in the upcoming draft. But Indy did upset Boston yesterday, Sunday. Beat them 128-107. They are 3-1 against the number in their last four. And Orlando's coming off of a win themselves. They beat the Houston Rockets 119-111 Friday. But they are 1-6 against the number in their last seven following a straight-up win. So Orlando does not link up ATS wins very often. Orlando did beat Indiana 119-118 as 3-point underdogs February 2nd, but Indiana was missing Domantas Sabonis and Malcolm Brogdon. Domantas Sabonis won't be here for this game either. Obviously, he was traded before the trade deadline to the Sacramento Kings for Tyrese Halliburton and Buddy Hield, both of which have given the Indiana Pacers some good minutes, actually. Halliburton's averaging 20 points per game on 67% true shooting, which breaks down to 53% from the field, 48% from behind the arc, which is outstanding, and 80% from the foul line. He's averaging 10.7 assists per game, and he's got a plus 16 net rating in his six games with Indiana. Again, Buddy Hield's doing a really good job, too, at least offensively. Indiana's defense has been trash really the whole season, but even more so when these guys have gotten in here. But their offense has ticked up, and Hield's averaging 21.7 points per game on 61% true shooting, which breaks down to 49% from the field, 38% from behind the arc, and 88% from the free throw line. He's averaging roughly 5 assists and 6 rebounds in his 6 games with Indiana. Also, Brogdon's actually undefeated versus Orlando since joining Indiana. He's 5-0 straight up when playing against Orlando since, again, the Pacers acquired him in 2019. And he wasn't a part of the Orlando 119-118 victory over Indiana earlier this year. But both teams are really bad. Obviously, both are below or in the bottom 10 of net rating, but Indiana plays just so much better versus bad teams. They have a winning straight-up record and a plus adjusted net rating versus bottom 10 teams, according to cleaningtheglass.com, whereas Orlando is just 4-11 straight-up versus bottom 10 teams, and they have a minus 4.0 adjusted net rating. Also, Indiana is actually really strong on the second of a back-to-back. This season, they're 6-4 straight up, 7-3 against the number in the second of a back-to-back. They got a plus 3.2 adjusted net rating in those games, which is ranked third, and the second best ATS differential at plus 4.9 in the second of a back-to-back. Also, Indiana has played the second of a back-to-back versus a bottom 10 team 3 times, or 3-0 in those games straight up, with a plus 16.5 adjusted net rating, which is third, and a plus 4.3 ATS differential, which is ranked 10th. Those advanced analytics are provided by cleaningglass.com. So let's check off a Pacers money line. It's plus 100 right now. I have it in my account. I'm pretty excited about this game, despite me kind of blacklisting the Pacers when they had Domantas Sabonis, but I'm much higher on at least this backcourt and really this team kind of shifting into new gears under first-year head coach Rick Carlisle. They're going to suck for the rest of the year, but I think the Pacers could bounce back next year if TJ Warren comes back and they keep this backcourt nucleus. So either way, we're taking the Pacers' money line here against the Magic. The next game that I like, I'm taking the over 221.5 in the Chicago Bulls Miami Heat game. Chicago's 1-1 straight up and against the spread since the All-Star break. They lost to Memphis 116-110 Saturday. Both of their post All-Star games have went under the total. Miami's 2-0 straight up, but 1-1 against the spread since the All-Star break. They beat San Antonio 113-129 Saturday. Both of their games since the All-Star break has went over the total. Miami's 2-0 straight up and against the spread versus Chicago this season. Both of their meetings went over the total as well. But I'm on the over 221.5 because we have an over-friendly officiating crew. All three of the officials have officiated more to the over, and they have a combined over-under record of 66-55 to the over. Also, an over-friendly officiating crew usually suggests there's going to be more fouls called. Chicago, both teams have a really high offensive free throw attempt rate. Chicago is actually 6th in offensive free throw attempt. And Miami, they can send opponents to the foul line pretty often. They're actually in the bottom 5 in defensive free throw attempt rate. Hold on, let me pull it up specifically. They're 27th in defensive free throw attempt rate. So an over-friendly officiating crew makes me feel like there's going to be a lot of foul line visits, and both teams excel at getting to the foul line. Plus, both have a combined 29-23 record to the over when playing opponents with a winning record. In fact, Chicago's cover or went over the total in their last four versus winning teams. Miami's went over the total in their last five versus winning teams, and the over is cash in four straight Chicago-Miami meetings. Miami's going to be without Kyle Lowry, which I think impacts its defense and pace more than its offense. In fact, Gabe Vincent's going to be out there for Miami, and he's less of a floor general, more of a floor spacer and outside shooter. So I think both teams are going to be chucking up. Well, Miami's going to be chucking up a little more threes. And my final thought on this is this total was priced at, opened at 227. It's been steamed down to 221.5. And my first reaction to seeing that total is that sports books are trying to scare people into betting the under. The first two Chicago Miami games did go over the total, but those totals were 209 and 209.5. So you see 227, and everyone should think, holy shit, that's an 18-point increase in the previous first two games, or from the first two Miami-Chicago meetings. So I think directionally the market likes the under when they see in total increase that much game over game. And typically I do as well, but the officiating crew, Miami's just potent offense recently, and the fact that both teams like to get to the foul line has me checking the over here. I'm going over 221.5 in the Bulls Heat game. And then my final best bet, I have two leans I just kind of want to talk to you guys about. I lean Toronto over Brooklyn just because, you know, Brooklyn's going to be missing, of course, Ben Simmons, Kevin Durant, and Kyrie Irving. Toronto has gotten shelled in its last two games, so, you know, they're eager to bust out of their slump here. But too much of the market's betting the Raptors. I would like the Toronto money line instead of laying 4 points, but it is pretty expensive, so I'm just going to stay away from it. I might include it in a parlay with Minnesota's money line, who's another team that I lean towards, just because Cleveland's missing its entire backcourt. And Minnesota, Karl Anthony Towns matches up really well against Jared Allen. So, that's another situation, though, where most of the market's on Minnesota, so I'm not going there. And then the other one, I like the lean towards the under and the Hornets-Bucks game, which is at 237.5. The look-ahead, or the opener, I think was 242. So we're getting some reverse line movement because most of the market is betting on the over, and yet this line is ticking down. Plus, the under has cashed in the last two Hornets-Bucks games, and the officiating crew officiates significantly more unders than overs. But both teams like to pick up the pace. Both teams can get hot from the field. Charlotte's defense has been really good lately, but it really shouldn't be, especially against this Bucks team. So I'm going to lay off of that game. But my final best bet is I'm going under 237.5 in the Spurs-Grizzlies game. San Antonio is 1-1 straight up and 2-0 against the spread since the All-Star break. Both of their games have went over. Memphis is 1-1 straight up and against the spread since the All-Star break, and both of their games have went under the total. Memphis is 1 and covered both meetings with San Antonio this season, and both of those games have went under the total. But I'm going under because everyone is barreling into the over, and the road less traveled is typically where you find value. In sports betting, all the trends point to the over, except San Antonio is 9-15-1 towards the under as a road underdog. But both teams are bad shooting teams. San Antonio is 23rd in true shooting percentage. Memphis is 25th in true shooting percentage. Both attempt a few, don't attempt a lot of three-pointers. Memphis is 28th in three-point attempt rate. San Antonio is dead last. Both protect the pill pretty well, or don't turn the ball over a lot. In fact, Memphis is 4th in offensive turnover rate. San Antonio has the best offensive turnover rate. They really don't turn over the ball a lot. Also, both have below average free throw attempt rates. Memphis is 17th in adjusted offensive free throw attempt rate. according to cleaningtheglass.com, and San Antonio is dead last in adjusted offensive free throw rate. Also, San Antonio is sixth best in adjusted free throw rate defensively, so I'm not anticipating a lot of foul line trips for the Memphis Grizzlies. And again, everyone's barreling into the over here because both teams like to play at a high pace. But I don't think this game gets over because of all the previous analysis. So my three best bets, are the Indiana Pacers money line visiting the Orlando Magic. I'm going to go over 221.5 in the Chicago Bulls Miami Heat game. And then I'm going under 237.5 in the San Antonio Spurs Memphis Grizzlies game. Just a quick reminder before I get out of here, always be sure to shop for the best numbers. Get the absolute best line that you can when looking to bet these games. Also, always check the most up-to-date injury reports so you're not throwing any curveballs before making your final wagers. Best of luck today, and I'll holler at y'all tomorrow. Peace.
Thought I'd see if anybody wanted to play some round ball.
You're listening to the Bet Slippin' Podcast's daily NBA show, featuring Jeff Clark from USA Today Sportsbook Wire.